Blog Talk Radio. praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Good evening. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It is truly, truly an honor to be here today, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am truly, truly grateful for you tuning in with me today. Today, my scripture will be coming from the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. And oh my goodness, we're going to enjoy some great teaching today. The psalmist declares in Psalm 27, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart." I say, wait on the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Wait upon the Lord, for he shall renew your strength. Oh, again, I'm so excited for the word will be coming from the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7 through 13. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, Father God. We come to you in the name of Jesus, lifting up those that have tuned in today, God. Lord, many need a blessing today. Lord, I ask that you look upon their knees, oh God. Lord, I ask that you touch their mind. Many has been losing sleep because of some type of torturing spirit, Lord. I ask that they be released. I ask they be delivered right now. As they go to sleep, Lord, I ask that you give them sweet sleep, oh God. Lord, I ask that you give them unspeakable sleep, oh God. Lord, I thank you right now. I honor you. I praise you. I lift you up. I glorify you, Lord, because we know that there's no one like you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides our needs. We thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that in you we move and live and have our beings, oh God. Lord, many that may be going through in their bodies, they may be sick, oh God. Your word says that the chastisement of your peace was upon us, and by your stripes that we're healed. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the spirit of salvation, God. We thank you that you was the spotless lamb, Lord, that you was a sacrifice, that you came to die for the sins of the world, Lord. We are so thankful. Lord, we thank you as we look upon you today, God. Lord, we ask that you open up our ears, that you open up our eyes, oh God, that you give us wisdom and understanding, oh God. What are you trying to convey to us towards your word? Lord, we praise you. We give you all praise, and we give you all glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. I'm so excited. I had a busy, busy week. My Labor Day was really relaxing. I did some cleaning around the house. I didn't even barbecue on Labor Day. It was just about just being at home and relaxing with my children. And so today we're going to be coming with the book of from the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7 through verse 11. And we're going to talk about, this is a sermon that Jesus was on the mountain. And at this time, Jesus had just began his ministry. We know that at the age of 30, he began his ministry. He was baptized by John the Baptist. And then shortly after that, the Holy Spirit took him into the wilderness where he was tempted by Satan. And so after that, we see that now he's teaching on the Mount. And this is called the Sermon on the Mount. And so I'm going to be reading from the NIV Bible. And the 7th verse, it says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the doors will be open. Your parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? Amen, amen. Keep on asking. You know, when I look at the word asking, say keep on. In the NIV Bible, it says keep on asking. That means to be persistent in your asking. Sometimes we get tired of asking God for things. Or we get tired of believing God is going to do the impossible, or God is going to work a miracle in our life. And this scripture is telling us that we should what? We should keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. You know, I'm reminded of the woman, the widow woman in the book of Luke. This woman was very persistent. She needed something from the unjust judge. And so the Bible says that this widow woman, and we know that God cares for the widows. He's one thing that God is really close to the widows, and He loves the orphans. And so this widow woman, she came to an unjust judge. And we thank God that God is not unjust. He's merciful. He's kind. Oh, hallelujah. And so she came to this unjust judge, and she began to be persistent. She began to start nagging him and bugging him for a dispute for justice against a dispute against her enemy. And so the unjust judge, the Bible says that he feared man nor God. You know, he kept telling this woman, he said, leave me alone. Get away from me. Get away from me. And this woman, oh my goodness, this woman kept asking. This woman was persistent. This woman pressed. And she began to start saying, you know, in spite of this unjust judge telling me no, oh, hallelujah, I won't stop asking. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today. You may have given up on asking God for something. You may have even stopped believing God for something that He may do in your life. And I'm here to tell you, you begin to start asking God. Keep asking Him. Keep asking Him. It says that this woman began to start. And asking is not begging God. It's just being persistent of what you want. You need a healing. You don't just tell. You just don't ask one time. You begin to start asking God. You want deliverance? Lord, I don't care how many times I'm going to ask you for deliverance. Lord, I'm believing. And I'm not just going to ask you, Lord, but I'm going to believe that you have delivered me. Yes, you may not have seen the manifestation take place, but I believe, Lord. I believe that it's taking place right now in the name of Jesus. And so this woman, this unjust woman, she began to start nagging this judge. And so this judge, he tells her, this judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman, oh, hallelujah, this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out. Oh, hallelujah, you need to wear God out. Keep asking him. She keeps wearing me out with her constant requests. And then the Bible said, then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. And so we see this woman being persistent, asking, keep asking, asking, asking. She was persistent and get what she wanted. Just like I'm reminded of the woman that had the issue of blood. She was persistent to get through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She was persistent, even though she was unclean, even though she was considered a cast out, even though she could have got even stoned to death. She said, if I can just touch the hem, persistent and very persistent. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but you need to be more persistent in your prayer life. You need to be more persistent in your studying. You need to be more persistent and being in the face of God, being persistent. Lord, I need something from you. Lord, I just want to fellowship with you. Be persistent. And so it says, the Bible says that in Matthew 18:19, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that shall ask, it shall be done for them on my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 21:22 says, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive him. You have received what you have asked God for. When you pray, we're talking about prayer. This is like this woman, what we're talking about as Jesus speaking on the Sermon on the Mount is prayer. Asking, seeking, and knocking. Prayer. We have to pray, saints. We have to step it up and pray to God. Ask God what we want. Sometimes we don't even want to open our mouths. And God want to hear his children talk. Just like a natural father, we ask our father for something. God wants to hear you ask him. He knows your need. He wants you to ask. Okay? And so John 14:13 it says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, hallelujah. John 14:14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And when you're born to God and you ask him for something, are you sealing it in Jesus' name? You have to seal it within Jesus. He said, do it, ask in my name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God will open up the windows of heaven for you in the name of Jesus. God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. God will break bondage on you over your life in his name. It's power in the name of Jesus. It's power in that name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. And so Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. That go that word again, ask. Or think according to the power that worketh in us, saints. In us. And so he said, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Seeking. A lot of times we lose our keys. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you. I lose my keys maybe twice a week. But I keep just seeking and searching for my keys. Oh, hallelujah. I might have to overthrow this couch. I might have to go up under the tables. I might have to go and place in my garage. But I'm searching. And that's what God wants you to do. He said, if you search for me, you shall find me. Searching for God, searching the mysteries of God, his words. Let his word unfold unto you today. Searching. Many people are searching for many, many things. Oh, hallelujah. But I dare you to search for Jesus today. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you shall seek me and find me. When you shall search for me with all your heart. When you seek God, oh hallelujah, he said, you would find me. You would find me when you search for me with all your heart. You know, I yearn to see the face of God, to see the manifestation of God. I yearn, and His word gives life. The Bible said that man shall live off of bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We live off the word. Oh, Lord, I want to know you so deeper. I want to understand your mysteries, God. We're searching for God. We're searching for answers. You know, I had someone ask me this week to give some scriptures for them, to give them some scriptures, because they didn't know their purpose on earth. They felt that their purpose was basically just getting up every morning, going to work, going back home day after day, on the off days rest, whatever. What is your purpose? And so I began to tell her, I said, the Bible said, if you draw closer to God, that's searching somebody. If you draw closer to God, God said he would draw closer to you, searching for him. Oh, hallelujah. Many are thirsty for God. Search for him. Oh, he will give you the unquenchable thirst. Oh, hallelujah. God wants to redeem you today. He wants to reconcile you today. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. We just have to search for him. We just have to seek for him. We're gonna have to dig in this word. Oh, hallelujah. To know what he like and what he don't like. Oh, hallelujah. Searching for God. If you seek his ways. Oh, hallelujah. You shall find him. Oh, bless his name. And it says, and you will find, keep on knocking. Oh, that's a word, persistent. Just keep on knocking. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Someone needs to just keep on knocking, being persistent. Oh, what do you need God for today? Do you need to draw closer to him? Do you need him to give you peace of mind? Do you need to him to clean out your heart today? The Bible says, creating in me a clean heart. David says this. And renew a right spirit in me. Do you need a right spirit today? Oh, hallelujah. Keep knocking. Because you know, sometimes saints, and we have to be honest, a lot of time when we pray and we ask God for things, and we don't get it right away. Oh, hallelujah. But just like, you know, I was given a scenario. If I come to your home, and I knock one time at your door, 90% of the time, you may not hear me. You may not come and answer your door 90% of the time. But if I just, hallelujah, keep knocking, if I just keep knocking, eventually you will come to that door. Eventually, if you keep knocking, God will answer your prayers. But we have to be honest today. We have to, in order to ask God and seek God, and not for the things that you want. We have to have a relationship with God. Oh, hallelujah. Because if we don't have a relationship with God, you don't have the right to go to God and ask him for anything if you're not a child of God. But if you are a child of the Most High God, oh, hallelujah, you have been sealed with the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. And you can go to your father because he is your father and he has adopted you into his royal family. You can go to him and you can ask him and you for anything. And if you ask him for anything, it shall be given unto you. As children of God, we know better not to ask our father anything that does not line up with his character, doesn't line up with him. We cannot go to God with things that's contrary against him. Oh, I need to say this again. As children of God, my kids know what to come to me and ask me for. They know before they ask me, I'm going to tell them yes or no. Same way with God's children. We don't go to God and ask him for anything that's contrary against him. Against his character, against his word, against his holiness. We come to him with right motives. We go to God with right prayers, righteous prayers. Oh, hallelujah. And then it says that for everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who seeks, find. And to everyone who knocks, the doors will be opened. Oh, hallelujah. The doors will be open to you. The doors of heaven. He said that in his word that in Isaiah, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. Then I shall heal them and heal their land. Oh, his people. It's his people that is called by his name. And then it said, your parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone? No, we don't. And what he's saying is, we as having a sinful nature of sin, know how to give good things to our children. How much more than our Heavenly Father will give you good things if you ask him for? Oh, hallelujah. Luke 11:13 says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit, oh hallelujah, to them that ask him? Oh hallelujah. Many have been asking the Lord for the Holy Spirit, you know, but I'm here to tell you, you have the Holy Spirit. If you have asked God for the forgiveness of your sin, if you are a child of God, and then you have came into the sheepfold of God, you have the Holy Spirit. A lot of time, and I'm a witness to this, a lot of time we don't utilize the Holy Spirit. We have to make sure that we are utilizing, that we are asking the Holy Spirit to be with us. He told the disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to send you a helper. The helper is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has power. Okay? And so we have the Holy Spirit. And so it said that you, being evil, know how to give good things to your children. How much more our Heavenly Father will give good things, good gifts to us that we ask him. Okay? And so then it says that so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Heavenly Father. And so I said that. And so we have to know that if we ask God, God has given us a demonstration, illustrations in his words of asking, seeking, and knocking. And so if the widow woman didn't have a problem with asking the unjust judge over and over again. It's just about being persistent. It's about being dedicated to your prayers. Okay? If she could do it, why can't you? You have probably given up on God, on asking him for something today. And I'm asking you, don't give up on God, because I know God has not given up on you. Just continue to be persistent. Keep on asking God. And one day, you'll wake up and a manifestation will take place. The thing that you have been praying for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, the manifestation will take place at God's timing. And so we have to know that God works on his own timing. And so we have to just continue to trust God, saints. Trust God when we don't even see the manifestation of things that we are praying for to come right away. We have to continue to trust God and know that he is faithful to his word. God is faithful. He's faithful. And so because he is faithful, I choose to wait on him. I choose to continue to ask him. Lord, I know I asked you 100 times, but Lord, I won't stop asking. I won't stop knocking. I won't stop seeking, Lord. And so I'm asking you today, someone I'm speaking to today. Again, if your prayer request has not been answered the way you wanted things to be answered, I'm asking you to get back on your knees and begin to start asking God. You know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to creep in unbelief, and he wants creeping down. Oh, his word may not be, maybe not what it's supposed to say. You know, the enemy, he'll start telling you things like that. Or the God's word may not be true. Or, you know, he'll begin to start telling you stuff like that. But I tell you the truth. Things that I have asked God for in the past, everything that I have asked God in the past, it have came to pass. I'm telling you, God is faithful. And it's about belief. Let's change our belief system, because sometimes we want God to do things when we want God to do things. And God is not going to do it. He's going to do it with his timing. I hope you enjoyed the word today. The word was keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. God is faithful to his word, saints. We have to stand on his word, because his word does not return void. It does not return void, but it shall accomplish wherever he sends his word to. And I pray that the word of God continue to manifest in your heart today. I pray that your mind be delivered today, meaning it's probably been delivered with depression today. And you've been praying, Lord, deliver me from depression. Lord, I ask that the manifestation of depression be delivered from these people today, God. Many are praying for their children today to come home, God. I ask that they come home, God. Where's the prodigal son? Come on back home, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now. Many have desires and wants and things like that, God. Lord, I ask that you look upon them today, God. I ask that you bless them, oh God. Those that are being a blessing to others, oh God. I ask that you give them a double portion of your blessing, God, today. Lord, I honor you today. I honor you. I lift you up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I know you're faithful. I know you're just. You're not like the unjust judge, oh God, but you are just, oh God, that you are merciful and kind, and you are loyal to your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that you enjoyed the message today. I pray the message really bless your heart. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me. Nails in your hands, nails in your feet, pierced in your side. Could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life, and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sin.
You played it all.
I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting
life. I never knew my love so true. You gave your life.
You gave
and
your life.
Still I hurt you.
Still I hurt you.
So many times
I crucified you. Forgive me for my sin. You paid it all.